Lily's Promise, How I Survived Auschwitz and Found the Strength to Live, by Lily Ebert and Dov Foreman. Read by Anna Cordell and Dov Foreman, including a foreword from His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, Prince Charles.
In loving memory of mine adored mother, Nina, and my little brother and sister, Bela and Berta, all of whom were murdered in the gas chamber in Auschwitz-Birkenau. This book is also dedicated to many members of my extended family who were killed, and of all of them who had no one to remember them.
For the Jewish people, the Holocaust was a personal tragedy. By the end of the Second World War, one-third of European Jewry had perished at the hands of the Nazis. 6 million innocent Jewish men, women, and children murdered for no reason other than the religion they were born into. A great pillar of smoke covered all of Europe, the shadow of which remains with us still today. Yet the Holocaust was also a universal human tragedy. It was the greatest crime of man against man, during which humanity showed itself capable of incomparable inhumanity on an incomprehensible scale. Names were replaced by numbers, tattooed on forearms as a permanent reminder of the depths to which humankind can sink and the evil it can impart on a fellow human being. The late Chief Rabbi Lord Sacks spoke about the profound difference between history and memory. History, he taught, is his story, an event that happened sometime else to someone else. Memory is my story, something that happened to me and is part of who I am. History is information. Memory, by contrast, is about identity. History is about the past as past. Memory is about the past as present. It is the Holocaust survivors who help us transform history into memory by their ability to humanize the inhumane. It is them and their words that make the past present. Throughout my life, I consider it a singular privilege to have met so many survivors. As patron of the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust, I have witnessed and been greatly moved by their harrowing testimony. I have drawn personal inspiration from the many righteous among the nations who, like my dear grandmother, Princess Alice of Greece, put their own lives at immense risk to save Jewish men, women, and children from certain death. I have seen the impact survivors' words and their sheer presence have had on others in schools, communities, and organizations across our country and around the world. One such occasion was in 2015, when my wife and I were particularly honored to light 6 remembrance candles as part of the National Holocaust Memorial Day ceremony in London. For the lighting of each candle, we were joined by a survivor who, like many others, had rebuilt their lives in the United Kingdom after the Second World War and contributed enormously to the fabric of our nation. One of the survivors was Lily Ebert, BEM. The joint lighting of the candles was a recognition that the responsibility of memory is slowly but surely passing from the survivors to our generation and to future generations not yet born. It symbolized the need for us to be fearless in confronting falsehoods and resolute in resisting words and acts of violence. It called on